Well, the Mon School of Pharmacy is conducting a provincial cannabis policy evaluation exploring how legalization has impacted people of the province. So what do they want to know? Well, they want to know if there's been changes to people's health, if legalization has impacted non-cannabis users in any way, and how consumers are using cannabis. Now, there are other things in the study as well that they're hoping to figure out or get a better sense of. The School of Pharmacy is actually recruiting for people to form a panel and advise their research. Now, my co-host, Ben Murphy, met up with assistant professor at Memorial University School of Pharmacy, Jennifer Donnan, or Donan rather, at Mon, to speak about the study.
Well, we have been funded to do a provincial cannabis policy evaluation. So actually the scope of our work is quite large. We're looking at all aspects of cannabis policy and legalization and how it impacts all sorts of citizens. So is it, you know, what's the impact on health? You know, has there been changes in how, in certain health outcomes, maybe traffic-related accidents? We're also interested in the retail operations. How are businesses able to operate within the new, within the guidelines that are set before them to operate within? We're interested in non-users and what are the impacts on them? Have they noticed a difference since legalization? So it really is quite a broad scope of what we're trying to cover to look at provincial evaluation. Yeah.
So you are recruiting people of the public to help with the study. Can you tell us about that?
Exactly. So we're actually really want this to be a citizen engaged research study. So that means that we don't want to just have a bunch of questions in mind and try to go answer them. We want to hear from the public as well as stakeholders like people from the Newfoundland Liquor Corporation, law enforcement, government, health professionals to help inform like what is most important in terms of cannabis policy. What are the concerns? What are the benefits or some of the positive things we're seeing? So we really want to make sure whatever we find is going to be informative to the people that it matters to the most. So yeah, we're looking for citizens. Right now I'm recruiting for citizens to engage to join our citizen advisory panel. We want people from all ages, genders, locations across the province. Definitely we want to include Labrador as well. We also want both people who are familiar with using cannabis as well as those who are not, maybe people who are long-term users, new users since legalization. So really just quite a wide range of people.
So what will be expected of the people who do become part of this panel?
We are going to be holding meetings maybe once or twice a year. So really just to get the committee together to highlight what we've been finding, maybe ask some questions to get some input. So not a huge commitment there. We are holding a half day stakeholder and citizen panel workshop. So that's going to be next month. And we're hoping to really just have some open conversations about opinions and perceptions about cannabis legalization to really understand what matters most to people at this point. So that's going to be in October. And there might also be some emails to like, you know, test surveys or, you know, just answer some periodic questions as well.
And will panel members be supported in any way?
Yeah, we, of course, we really value any input that we get from our citizen panel members, and we don't expect that for nothing. We will be reimbursing participants or panel members at about at $25 an hour. And so that's for any hour that they're engaged with the work, whether it's testing surveys or attending a meeting. And as well, if needed, right now our meetings will be likely virtual, but if needed, we can also pay for travel reimbursement or parking and things like that if there's on-site meetings.
Okay, and the last time you spoke with VOCM, you were conducting focus groups on consumer preferences for cannabis products. Is this research connected?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had started doing some work this summer, and we did a number of focus groups and interviews with people about consumer preferences. That is definitely part of the bigger scope. Like I said, this is a huge scope to this project, and that's one tiny piece, but definitely all connected.
Now, how will this research help evaluate the province's policy on cannabis use?
Well, because we're looking at such a wide scope of issues that are really important to both citizens and stakeholders, we're hoping that what we find will inform those decision makers, policy makers, to help refine those policies. Because right now, I mean, before legalization, they didn't know where to start. So there was a lot of consultations, but really you need to test the water. So we're hoping now that it's been legal for almost 2 years, we can talk to people, do some research, identify, you know, what matters most, maybe where things could be improved to help meet the goals of policymakers and the provincial government. We'd love to hear from some citizen members. We really want a good representation from all types of citizens on this panel. So yeah, looking forward to hearing from some people.
Okay, Jennifer, how can people get involved?
Well, they can certainly reach out by email. It's probably the easiest way that right now. The email address is caneval, C-A-N-E-V-A-L, @mun.ca.
Jennifer, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you.